Good evening and welcome into Community Conversation. I'm Sarah Harriman here this evening, and I've got as my guest Sarah Sala, who is a local person, lots of local connections, and also has a forthcoming book called Devil's Lake. So welcome, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's exciting to get to talk about this book coming out and about your local connections and just sort of how you've gotten to this point. There's been a lot along the way, I'm certain. You're an LCS graduate from 2004, mm-hmm. Then went on to U of M for undergrad and NYU to study poetry and get your MFA there. So quite the educational journey, but I'm sure there's much more to the story. I thought it might be interesting to talk about how you got into poetry.
This book took me about 10 years to write. I had to figure out how to write a book by doing it. And I don't think I had ever read a modern collection of poetry until college. I thought I was a fiction writer, like everyone else, and I was like, oh, fiction's where it's at. But I had an instructor who said, you're much better at poetry. So that kind of pushed me down the path of poetry, and I just started devouring poetry collections. And I think it's taken me about 10 years to become a decent writer, actually, too. So it really is just about putting in the work and, I don't know, loving something.
Well, I'm lucky enough to have gotten a sneak peek at the book, and I think it's beautifully written. It's a really beautiful piece. There's some local connections. Obviously, the title has a local connection. Maybe talk about your connection to Devil's Lake and how that became the title.
Sure. My family grew up on Devil's Lake in the Manitoba Beach area, and I think there's place factors into the book in two ways. There's a lot of New York City there where, you know, I've lived there for 11 years now, but I also spent 21 years in Michigan, and it's in me, too. So I think the homage through the title and through other poems are very present there in that even if you leave a place that you grew up, it's still a big part of your consciousness.
The book definitely touches on a lot of, for lack of a better word, a lot of hot button issues, things that are happening right now, things that are, many might consider somewhat controversial, but they really make you think. How did you come up with the concepts that you explore? Why did you decide to really kind of hone in on these important topics?
I think as an educator, as a person who goes into a classroom every day, I was first shocked and afraid by gun violence. So I think the project of the book is to take something personal and try to universalize it. So for me, there was a span of 2 weeks where there were 4 shootings in colleges. So that's something that affects me personally. And it just got into my poetry. I don't think I ever really set out to write about something like, oh, I should write a poem about gun violence. But I think experiencing a really scary situation. I had someone in a dog costume, like a mascot costume, come into a classroom while I was teaching, didn't say anything, and it was during those 2 weeks of all the shootings, and it really just shocked my students and I to the core, just how eerie it was to experience that. So I think the poems come from this place of personally reckoning with gun violence or being a gay person in the United States right now. I'm trying to think of what else is in the book. And I think I'm trying to treat these subjects with radical vulnerability to see what are the facts, what's actually here.
Well, and there's a lot about sort of that concept of us versus them. And you explore that in lots of ways. I mean, you touched on the fact that you identify as a gay person, mm-hmm. you've got a partner, you come from an area, I mean, we are noted to be pretty conservative. So I'm sure that all of that comes into the way that you explore things.
Yeah, I think it's a difficult journey to be brought up, you know, in a conservative area and to still have faith. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, that is what kind of caused me to have my own personal reckoning. How do I exist in the world? And I just want to exist in a world and not be othered, basically. That's all it is. So I think in terms of the us versus them or othering in the book, it's really just thinking about how we're much more similar than we think we are, especially in this political moment. I think we're supposed to be as divided and divisive as possible. But I don't subscribe to that. I think we have a lot more in common. We can empathize with each other. And if one of us is in pain, we're all in pain. So I think that's the place that I'm coming from.
Sure. It's really beautiful. I think it's also interesting to think about your background. I mean, you talk about you grew up here 21 years in Michigan and now 11 years in New York. What do you see? There's obviously lots of differences between the two environments. Both have positives, both probably have some negatives. How do you juxtapose those two settings just personally, and how do you think that comes out in the book?
It's really interesting. When I moved from Michigan, I was like, oh, I can't wait for New York City. Like, this is going to be such an adventure. And it was. But moving to New York City made me really reflect on Michigan and write about it and think about it and have space from it, which was really neat. And now being in Michigan with the book coming out is really fascinating because I'm watching what's happening in New York City with protests and things like that. And now I'm really focused on New York that I'm here. So I feel like a hybrid of both places and spaces. And I hope that I can also speak both languages, kind of to be that conduit. Because I think sometimes we think about issues as a hypothetical when we're not in the thick of it. But, you know, these are issues that people are living every day in big cities.
I think that maybe here we're just, we're sometimes a little bit behind experiencing the issues. Maybe it comes to us a little bit later. But it seems that we're in a time where all of the issues you explore in the book are relevant here. They're relevant, you know, everywhere in the country, and it's a different world that we're living in, and you just do a great job exploring it in a new and creative way, and I just, it really is lovely, and I hope that people will explore and learn more through your book, Devil's Lake. And we had talked about maybe you sharing one of the poems.
Absolutely. So this is a poem that ends the collection. The book is birthed in science. It begins with the birth of the universe, and it ends with kind of the continents longing for each other. So this is the end. Interior versus exterior. At my worst, I control the boundaries of my form. And yet, when divine, the self permeates the physical world. It's true, the atoms of our bodies grieve each other in death, just like a color doesn't occur alone, but takes meaning from other colors. The moon was a changeable star that ruled men's fate. Water was green and not blue to medieval cartographers. The complexity of ochre begs the viewer to grapple with it. We are swiftly becoming an indoor species. Yet, scientists know more about outer space than the Earth's oceans. Humans brought the natural world into their homes to combat the rise of machines. Without us knowing, trees converse via latticed fungi. Gender isn't something one is but performs. We are a vast assembly of nerve cells, the continents longing for each other.
Really beautiful. Thank you for that. If someone felt that they were interested in sort of breaking into the world of poetry and exploring that, like you said, you hadn't really explored that until you were in college. What would you say? What's a good way to start? What's a good way to explore this world?
I think go to a local bookshop, like one of my favorites, Literati, and peruse the poetry table. I think sometimes, like the way I was raised, to read poetry is to decode everything, to find the hidden meanings. And you know that it's like a puzzle that we're locked out of. But when I write a poem, I'm thinking about emotion. I'm thinking about a deep feeling. I'm not trying to hide anything from the reader. I'm really trying to be as clear as possible. So I think go with your instincts. If a poem makes you feel a certain way, that's probably how it's meant to be. So I think being playful with poetry is a great way. And sometimes people ask me, like, well, do your poems rhyme? Are they an iambic pentameter? And I'm like, no, that stuff is, I don't know. It works for some people, but I write in free verse. I would say it's experimental, too. I use the full page because that just feels like what works for me.
Yeah. Sure. Everybody's got their style, right, and what they're comfortable with. If you looked back on your younger self, maybe go back to those days of elementary or high school, growing up in Adrian, in the Illinois County area, what would you say to your younger self? How would you, I mean, we've all got a journey. We all get to a different place along the way as we grow and have new experiences. What would you say to that person?
I think that little kid would be so thrilled that I actually became an author because I was obsessed with reading. I did all the summer reading programs. I think I didn't really fully realize. I remember being a child and holding a Goosebumps book in my hands and realizing that living people wrote books.
Yeah.
And that girls could write books too. So I think that little kid would just be so thrilled to see that I finally, you know, after 10 years, put this book together.
That's awesome. Just before we're done, I think that might be something else that people are super curious about. I mean, how did you get from the place of you're an educator, you're a teacher, you're a writer, how did you get from that place to actually publishing? How's that journey come about?
Writing is a hustle. It's it's nights and weekends. So I'm a full-time teacher. I teach at New York University, and it's like a full court press on your time. There's office hours, there's students. And when I do something, I submerge myself in it.
Sure.
So I often don't write during the semester. I'll edit. And during the summer and on winter breaks, I write furiously. I'm taking notes during the semester. But I didn't know how to put a book together. I just wrote one poem at a time. And then I think Robert Frost said it, the book itself is the final poem. So you have to figure out the layout. So to publish a poetry book, you publish individual pieces first, and then you kind of galvanize a little bit of readership. And then you shop it around to different publishing houses. You submit them there. So I was very lucky to find Tolson Books. They're a really great press.
We are so happy for you. And it's really been a pleasure to get to know you. And I feel like by having a chance to look through the book and read most of it, I've gotten to know you even better through that experience. So I would really encourage people to look for Devil's Lake. It is forthcoming. It is officially released August 11th. You'll be able to get it, of course, from local bookshops. There's also bookshop.org, local bookstores, and, of course, Amazon. Mm-hmm. So please look it up. Sarah Sala, Devil's Lake, will be available soon. And thanks so much for taking the time to sit down with us and really share your personal experience and your beautiful book. So thanks, Sarah.
Thank you so much, Sarah. It's really great to be here.
Thanks to everyone for tuning in this evening. This has been Community Conversation for 103.9 WLEN. I'm Sarah Harriman.